Life Talk Radio presents Health and Longevity, the program dedicated to bringing you cutting-edge information and interviews that can change your life. On each edition, nutritionist, registered dietitian, and board-certified anti-aging health practitioner, Dr. John Westerdahl, will show you how to achieve a longer, healthier life using the latest breakthroughs in nutrition, wellness, and lifestyle medicine. And now, here's your host, Dr. John Westerdahl.
Welcome to Health and Longevity. I'm Dr. John Westerdahl. Scientific research has revealed that phytonutrients in plant-based whole foods deliver enormous capabilities to selectively destroy cancer cells while nourishing the healthy cells. As a result, the science of phytotherapy can be the most effective medicine in the prevention and treatment of various forms of cancer. Our featured guest today is Dr. Benjamin Lau, MD, co-author of the new powerful book, Stop Cancer with Phytotherapy, with 100-plus anti-cancer recipes. Dr. Lau will share with us how changing your diet and lifestyle is indispensable to stop cancer once and for all.
Would you like to live a happier, healthier, and longer fulfilled life? Then visit us at healthandlongevityradio.com. That's one word, healthandlongevityradio.com. There you'll find valuable information and resources that can help you achieve optimal health and give you the secrets to longevity. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com. It could change your life.
Welcome back to Health and Longevity. Do you have questions about nutrition, health, or longevity? This is your chance to have them answered. On each program, Dr. Westerdahl will choose a key question from our listening audience and respond to it on the air. Due to the high volume of emails, Dr. Westerdahl cannot personally answer each question on our broadcast. If you would like to submit a question, please go to our website, healthandlongevityradio.com. Once there, you will see a button to submit your questions. And now, the question of the day.
And our question for today is, what are phytochemicals and how do they work? Well, according to our special guest today, Dr. Benjamin Lau's book, Stop Cancer with Phytotherapy, phytochemicals are taken from the word phyto, which is derived from the Greek word, which means plant. And phytochemicals refer to the chemicals that are found in whole plant foods. Now, this includes whole fruits and vegetables, whole grains, beans, legumes, seeds, and different types of herbs and botanicals. Now, it's well known that a plant produces chemicals to protect itself from the environment, but research has demonstrated that these plant chemicals can also protect humans against diseases, and that is what we call phytochemicals, or plant chemicals that have some benefit to us humans as well as the plant. Now, how do phytochemicals work? Well, phytochemicals protect our body against the damages through free radical damage and other types of damages that may be done to our cells. And according to Dr. Lau, there's basically five ways that these phytochemicals work. One, they act as antioxidants to keep free radicals from damaging our cells and reduce the risk of certain cancers. Two, they produce hormonal actions that imitate human estrogens. And now these are what we call in the phyto world or the plant world, we call them phytoestrogens. And these can help to reduce diseases. Three, they stimulate enzymes that can suppress and inhibit certain undesirable activities and reduce the risk of certain cancers. Four, they interfere with DNA replications, preventing the multiplication of cancer cells. And five, they create an antimicrobial effect that protect against diseases. So phytochemicals have multiple actions and are precisely why, as Dr. Lau would say, phytotherapy is very effective against cancer. We'll be talking to Dr. Lau more about this.
And now, Health and Longevity's special feature, where Dr. Westerdahl interviews leading experts and personalities on vital topics important to your health and longevity.
And our featured guest today on Health and Longevity is Dr. Benjamin Lau, MD, PhD. Dr. Lau is a clinician, research scientist, and medical school professor. He has conducted cancer research using plant chemicals and has published more than 200 scientific papers. And we're joined also with his wife, Esther Lau, who has a Master of Science degree and is a registered dietitian with extensive experience in helping people to stop cancer with proper diet. And both of them are the co-authors of the new book, Stop Cancer with Phytotherapy, with 100-plus anti-cancer recipes. Well, Dr. Lau and Mrs. Lau, welcome to Health and Longevity.
Thank you for inviting us to speak to you.
Well, tell us about this new book, and why did you write this new book, which is just packed full of great information?
Well, that's a good question. We feel that cancer is predominantly due to our lifestyle habits, the way we eat and the way we live. So we feel that regardless of our treatment choices, changing our diet and lifestyle is indispensable to stop cancer. And in our research and also our clinical experience, we feel that phytotherapy is the most effective medicine to achieve this goal, meaning to get a more effective type of cure, if you like, for cancer. So we want to offer this hope and also this message. There is a way we can live a cancer-free life to the general public.
Well, let's talk about phytotherapy. What actually is phytotherapy?
Phytotherapy is simply the use of plant chemicals. And in today's language, we probably will say it's a plant-based diet that will contain all the phytochemicals that can fight cancer, that can nourish our immune function, that can just provide
a lot of good nutrients.
A lot of good nutrients for the body.
Okay, and phyto, of course, comes from the word plant. So
that's
when you're
right.
Talking about phytotherapy, you're talking about fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, legumes, beans. But you're also talking about plants like herbs that may have medicinal properties too?
Yes, in our we actually include those medicinal herbs as well. But I think now we recognize the fruits and vegetables all have the medicinal purposes.
Now, how does phytotherapy differ from conventional or other treatments?
Well, the conventional treatment we're talking about today, like chemotherapy, radiotherapy, they all can kill cancer cells, obviously, but they all have side effects, and some of them can be life-threatening type of side effects. Because all these modalities and cannot distinguish the cancer cell from the
normal cells.
And phytotherapy, in our research, we demonstrate that phytotherapy, the phytochemicals, I should say, actually is a type of a chemotherapy. You see, a lot of chemotherapeutic agents we have today were originally derived from plants. But when they purified, when they become a patented drugs, they all carry side effects. In fact, in our research originally, we compare the chemotherapeutic agent and crude extract of the plants. These agents, these drugs were originally derived from. And we see both of them can kill cancer cells, but with one distinct difference. The therapeutic drugs we have today, and are toxic, whereas the crude extracts can kill cancer cells, but they are not toxic at all to the normal cells.
Mm-hmm. Now, you studied various types of plants and have done research. Maybe can you share with us some of the plants and phytochemicals you've studied in the past? That I know you published some articles, and you've had a long history of different types of plant research. Share some of that with us.
All right. Of course, our group did a lot of study with garlic compound.
Mm-hmm.
We use that as an example, of the phytochemicals that can do different things, can stimulate immune function, that can kill cancer cells, that can eliminate or detoxify our body from all the toxins and chemicals, even radiation, for example. And that's our early studies. But in more recent years, we include other phytochemicals, particularly the bioflavonoids that are found in fruits and vegetables. And they all have the same type of activity, same kind of effect.
Seems like most recently, you just had a paper published last year, I believe, that was dealing with lycopene.
That's right. The reason is last year, we have a paper showing lycopene, which, of course, is a pigment compound found in tomatoes and all other fruits and berries and things like that. And it was lycopene in this case, was selectively inhibit the growth of cancer cells, but will not affect the normal breast cells. And I think this is the incidence. It will inhibit the breast cancer cells, but not the normal breast cells. So this again showing these plants' chemicals have selective toxicity against the cancer cell, but not in some way actually was nourishing the normal cells, particularly immune cells.
Well, that's interesting, and I'm familiar with some of your earlier work on garlic, and I spent a couple of years studying garlic myself in developing a garlic tablet one time. But I remember at one time the National Cancer Institute made a pyramid, and they took the different fruits and vegetables and plant foods that they had been studying, and what they did is at the top of the pyramid were the foods that they thought had the most anti-cancer promise for future research. And at that time, they had garlic as the number one plant food that they thought had the most promise in garlic research. Now, has that changed any since they did that? Or?
Yeah, it's still the same. You know, there's a book written by
David Shriver.
Mm-hmm. And in his book, he tests different kind of fruits and vegetables with the anti-cancer activity. Garlic is still on top of it.
Okay.
Number one, which will kill, I think in his study, he showed five different cancer cell lines, tissue culture cell lines, and garlic is the one most potent in inhibiting the growth of those five cancer cell lines, breast cancer, prostate cancer, as I recall, colon cancer cell line, and et cetera.
So would you say it's a good idea to try to get a little garlic in your diet every day in some way?
I think it's okay. We do that quite often in our cooking. We include garlic in our cooking in different dishes.
We use the fresh garlic when we have it, but when we run out of the fresh garlic cloves, then we just use garlic powder.
Uh-huh.
It works just as well.
Yes, and they actually have a long shelf life, too. You see, 30 years ago, when I started doing garlic research, we got the we received a powder, garlic instant garlic powder from
several companies.
McCormick's is one from Gilroy.
Uh-huh.
And we still use it for all these 30 years. We actually use the garlic powder to make into extract for study, even up to today, and they still have activity.
Oh, wow, that's very good. So how much garlic would you say someone should try to get in their diet daily if possible?
Well,
I know it's like a clove or two cloves.
Yeah, a clove a day I think would be adequate. If people would cook the garlic a little bit, you mm-hmm. can have 2 to 3 cloves a day, you're still okay.
I noticed, Dr. Westerdahl, in China, we observed the common people ate a lot more the raw garlic than we do here in this country, I guess. They didn't mind the odor.
Right.
But they did. They ate lots of it.
Well, I know.
But I like to cook a little bit so it won't be so pungent.
Yeah, as opposed to raw. But I know in some cultures they have as much as 20 cloves of garlic a day.
That's right.
That's right. But in addition to garlic, we find many other fruits and vegetables all have anti-cancer property.
Yes.
That's why in this book, Esther had more than 100 recipes there showing all kind of fruits and vegetables have anti-cancer property that can be used in our daily diet.
Well, before we get into talking about some of the recipes, tell us about some of the different foods also that you think are very important for anti-cancer.
I have some in this book that I mentioned about, I call them cancer-fighting foods.
Yes.
And then we also have the cancer promoters. So But in the cancer-fighting foods, I emphasize quite a bit about eating the greens, the cruciferous vegetables, those with colors, the beans, the legumes, some of the nuts, and fiber, seeds, and then, of course, including the pungent ones, which we just mentioned about garlic and perhaps onions, the chili peppers, all those would be under the pungent vegetables. But all these we would call them as cancer fighters.
Right. Now, some of those pungent foods, the reason they're pungent, the phytochemicals in there that have those strong flavors like in garlic and some of the pungent vegetables and so forth, those compounds are really the cancer fighters, aren't they? The ones that give those aromas.
But they're cancer fighters in different ways. Some of the, number one, most of these plants would enhance our immune function. In our research, we particularly show these phytochemicals can maximize or enhance the function of macrophages and natural killer cells. These two types of cells are so important. You see, we all may be exposed to something that will turn our normal cells into cancerous cells. But our immune cells, like macrophages and the natural killer cells, can destroy these cancer cells when they're in small number. And so they're very, very effective in doing that. Then, of course, we know there are three stages in cancer development. And initiation phase, if we only have just a few cancer cells, immune cells can take care of them very easily. But when you get to promotion stage, then it may be a little bit difficult. Now, cancer cells can use a different kind of food, particularly animal food, and refined sugar to go into promotion stage. At that time, they will grow fast and grow more into colonies. During that time, the cancer cell also can bypass or escape our immune cells' attack by different mechanisms we discuss in the book. One of it is the blindfolding, another one is covered up. And when that happens, you see cancer cells can actually secrete some of the antigens to blindfold the immune cells. But again, when we give our body or our immune cells the phytochemicals, they can remove this blindfolding and they can again kill again. So phytochemical, in our research we show, can actually stop the activity of cancer development three stages, meaning they can stop initiation, promotion, and finally we'll talk about progression. Now we all know during progression, meaning cancer spread, we also know cancer cells can produce, secrete some growth factor that can facilitate them to spread through blood vessels, new blood vessels. In other words, that's through angiogenesis process. But we also discover that fruits and vegetables have anti-angiogenic property.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of waiting for some drugs that will have anti-angiogenic property, we know fruits and vegetables can do that. That, again, can stop them from spreading. So we're saying that phytochemicals can stop all three stages of cancer development, meaning initiation, promotion, and progression. That's why we feel it's really the most effective, phytotherapy is the most effective medicine to stop cancer growth.
That's great, and that's really chemotherapy with natural foods and natural plant foods.
Uh-huh.
That's the exciting part, I think, because it's so available for everyone just to kind of change their eating habits and incorporate more of these fruits and vegetables, we see really very, very encouraging results.
Now,
I feel there is a way we can stop cancer once for all. And in addition to all kind of treatment we have available, we need to include phytotherapy in the treatment plan.
Yes. Now, we're very positive on these plant foods, but just go over a brief list of those foods, again, that promote cancer.
For most cancers, I really encourage not only the colorful ones, the fruits and the vegetables with colors, but as much as possible, more of a raw, in a raw form.
Okay, now these are the anti-cancer ones.
Yes.
But I'm talking about...
Oh, you're talking about the things that promote cancer.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed
number one.
What are the things that promote the cancer?
Is animal products.
Okay.
Number two is a refined food. Mm-hmm. We find sugar particularly.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to stop using all those things that will promote the cancer.
I might add that with animal products or animal foods, we're talking in addition to meat, poultry, fish, seafood, but also dairy products, milk and dairy and eggs. Those all come under known as the cancer promoters.
Mm-hmm. So you're recommending a diet, really, that's totally plant foods and getting away from all those animal products.
Exactly, yes. Exactly.
Now,
in fact, if a person with cancer, as soon as they stop all these animal products and refine the food, cancer will not grow.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they replace it with the plant-based diet, and plant-based diets, and it will strengthen the immune function and will also selectively destroy the cancer.
Great.
Of course, cancer is too large, then we need to use other modality, surgery, or radiation, even chemotherapy, to decrease the load or debulk the cancer. But final thing, only thing, I should say, that can get rid of cancer once for all is our immune system, immune function, which the only way we can enhance immune function is through a plant-based diet.
Okay, very, very good information. Now, Esther, you created, I'm going through the book here, and I see all these wonderful anti-cancer recipes.
Yes.
That you've listed in there. Why don't you talk to us about some of the different recipes, some of the very favorite ones you have and others have, and how they're made. And I see you're also promoting anti-cancer vegetable juices here in addition.
Yes.
And let's just talk about the recipe section. You have over 100 anti-cancer recipes in this book.
Yes, and the ingredients in these recipes, they were selected because of what they contain, these phytochemicals. And so I consider these the ingredients as actually medicines, but in the form of a food. So it's more fun to eat food than to swallow pills. But I have them in the juice form, recipes for juices, smoothies, also some breakfast items, some soups, salads, vegetables, and main entrees, and few side dishes and desserts. So there's over 100 such recipes. And then at the end of each recipe, I kind of highlight what they actually do, what are their benefits. Specifically for cancer. But not only that, I feel these recipes, they're just healthy recipes, good for everyone. You don't have to have a cancer to use these recipes. But for a healthy individual, for children, for adults, for any age group, for anyone with health concerns, whether it's heart problems or diabetes, all these are very beneficial. But I don't know if you noticed, Dr. Westerdahl, in my recipes, there's one item that I use for seasoning a great deal. Other than onions and garlic and ginger, I use your Bragg's liquid aminos. I find that is one of the best seasonings for any recipe. So I have I use that quite a bit.
Yes, the Bragg liquid aminos does make an excellent seasoning.
Everything tastes better.
Now, you mentioned about juicing.
Yes.
Can you talk about why we need the juice initially, at least in the beginning?
Yes, for a person, that we want to really reverse their condition when they're quite sick. So I use the juices because in the juice form, the nutrients are quickly absorbed.
That moment, you actually use that these phytochemicals or fruit juices as the medicine.
Yes, as medicine. And with the fibers removed, so it's just pure juice. And the reason is we want the nutrients, we want the phytochemicals to get into the body as quickly as possible, and at the same time try to remove whatever toxic materials to remove them out of the body. So in with the best nutrient, out with some of the toxic waste. So the juice form really works well. I call it like a nutritional IV, but of course without the needles. I would really usually start people with the juices first and then gradually incorporate the rest of the food items.
Well, very good. And, you know, we're running to the end of the program here, but I wanted to mention again, the book is called Stop Cancer with Phytotherapy with 100 Plus Anti-Cancer Recipes, written by Dr. Benjamin Lau and his wife, Esther Lau,
yes,
who we've had on our program today. And this is a book that's published by Westbow Press. And Dr. Lau, why don't you give us just a one-minute overview of what's all included in this book?
Okay. This book, we wanted to include, mainly we're talking about that phytotherapy is probably the most effective type of therapy. So as I mentioned earlier, and our book offers hope and provides know-how for people who would like to live a cancer-free life. Because, as I mentioned, because cancer is predominantly due to our lifestyle habit, the way we eat, and the way we live. So regardless of our treatment choices, a change in our diet and lifestyle is most important to stop cancer once and for all.
And you have these wonderful recipes that Esther has prepared to go along with it. And for those that want to get more information about the book or purchase it, how do you do that?
Well, it's available in all major bookstores and also online, of course, available on Amazon.com.
And Barnes Noble. So it's available everywhere. Oh. I think what one needs to do is to probably just, if they order online, would punch in Benjamin Lau and then look for the title, Stop Cancer with Phytotherapy.
And we'll also make it available on our website at healthandlongevityradio.com as well.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today, and I wish you both the best of success as you get this message out on how to stop cancer with phytotherapy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Bye.
To learn more about the books written by our guests and books written or recommended by Dr. Westerdahl in this program, please visit our website at healthandlongevityradio.com. There you can learn how to obtain your copy of these valuable and informative books. Search each page for yourself and see how you can live a happier, healthier, and longer life. Visit us today at healthandlongevityradio.com. Once again, that's healthandlongevityradio.com.
That's all for today's program. Remember to visit our website to listen to all our programs at healthandlongevityradio.com. Until next time, this is Dr. John Westerdahl wishing you the best of health and longevity.
This has been Health and Longevity with Dr. John Westerdahl, a production of Life Talk Radio. Join us again next week on the same station and time for Health and Longevity. The preceding information on this program has been general information about your health and is not to be taken as professional medical advice, nor is it intended to serve as a substitute for medical attention. Do not change your diet or exercise habits without guidance from your medical doctor, especially if you have health problems or are on medication. Do not change your medications without the advice and supervision of your medical doctor. If you have a medical condition, we encourage you to seek the consultation of a medical doctor experienced in dietary change and lifestyle medicine. And as always, we wish you the best of health.